You're on www.earthtriberadio.com, your home on planet Earth. Hi, Fiona.
Hey, Jill.
Hey, you know what? I want to I want to explode about television. I want to really talk about what television is doing.
Yeah.
If I may.
Absolutely. Go for it.
You know, I don't want to sound like, you know, the old people that we are, saying, oh, in my day, you know.
Milk was a penny. No.
Yes, exactly. I walked to school in the snow. No, it's so important to read. And I notice, I watch now, and how everybody is focused in on their iPad, their iPhone, their games, the television, that there's... And do you know what it's actually doing to us? If we have, when we read, for example, it uses the creative forces within us.
Because we're imagining.
We're imagining. We're using our imagination. We're painting the pictures. We're being shown that. The same thing when we listen to the wonderful Prokofiev, Peter and the Wolf, for example. And you get to know the instruments, and you see it in your, you know, in your mind's eye, as they call it. And so I grew up reading. My son grew up reading. We used to read together in the evenings because we didn't normally turn on the television unless there was something we wanted to see. But we would share the sofa, you know, snuggle on the sofa, and he'd have his book and I'd have my book, and we'd talk about them, and it was amazing because it really got the imagination going. And imagination is so important for human beings. Absolutely.
It is.
And without, nowadays, there is...
Well, Audible is a wonderful thing.
Oh,
because
yes.
Rather than having to read, because everybody's so busy, Audible, you can listen to all the books, and it does really the same in a way, although it's through the auditory instead of through the visual. I think it does the same because you have to imagine what they're talking about.
I totally agree with you, and I am hooked on Audible because I love stories. I love stories. And if I'm working around the house, or if I'm knitting, or I'm cleaning, or doing something, I turn on. And I've got a great book that I'm listening to right now, which is The Untold and Interesting Stories of History that you'd never heard, you know. Mm. So, and it's enlightening. And of course, as you know, I do the great courses on Audible. Absolutely amazing. And it makes me sad for humans today if we lose our imagination, if we don't get back to doing Audible, using the arts, using listening to the music, listening to each instrument, what does each instrument remind you of, all sorts of things, rather than having everything presented to us so we are just absorbing somebody else's imagination.
I do think that some of that wanting just to be fed information, there's a couple of things, because I mean, always get back to the school thing. There's almost no music in schools, almost no art, and very little creative stuff in the school. So we're really developing the right logical brain. So all day we're using it's not just right, it's actually all through the brain, but it's intellectual, logical sections of the brain. And so that when we come to the end of the day, we're so burnt out being in that place, we want to switch back to to the creative brain. Now, we don't know how to do it, and we don't have access to really much information on what to do, and we think we're bad at it anyway. We think we can't sing, we can't draw, we can't play, we can't dance, right? So what do? We sit and we watch television, we watch other people do it, but at the same time we go into theta, which tends to throw us into the other side of the brain. Mm-hmm. So there is a reason that we're doing it. If we know that, then throughout the day we can stop and take moments away from the logical and just sit there with a smile and just imagine yourself in a beautiful garden and just, you know, remind ourselves just to use the imagination throughout the day a bit so that we're switching brain sides. I mean, when children grow, go to school at 5 and start learning before their brain's really ready, they're not able to balance the two sides of the brain. Again, it's not two sides, it's pieces in the brain. But so I think what we have to realize that it's not our fault that we're stuck in all of this stuff. It's because we've been trained to do that.
Mm-hmm. Conditioned.
And then we can't get away from it. So we have to find some way to get out of it. And that is media for us right now.
So, and it's an important point that you hit, because I'd love to get some news. I miss seeing the news. And there is no news anymore. Really, there isn't. I can't find it.
What about BBC? Is that?
Yes, in bits and pieces. The Guardian, and I used to get the Christian Science Monitor, which was a very good newspaper. The Guardian was a very good newspaper, and they reported news. But for some reason, now that everything's going online, what we're getting, what we're being fed, even in the nightly news, right across the board, are people's opinions. So if we sit there and we just absorb other people's opinions, we don't have our own.
That's where we come to question. So if you hear something going on and off, it's the heater to keep us warm.
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that.
No,
we need to keep warm.
Better to be warm than cold.
We had snow yesterday. We had a hailstorm yesterday.
Yes, that's so unusual in southern right here
in Southern California. Yeah.
So you know, I think that it's an important thing to realize what's happening and to question the fact that what we're getting on the news, what we're getting, even of course in all media, is somebody else's opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, even I was watching Victoria yesterday in the evening on
Masterpiece.
PBS, Masterpiece, and I was just recently reading about it, and it's not all correct.
Yeah.
It's somebody else trying to make something. So we have to question everything we see and research it if we want to.
Now this is what the BBC or the news in England, whether it was ITV, London Weekend Television, or the BBC, BBC One or Two, they were trained as news readers, is what they called them. So they are not allowed to have an inflection in their voice that indicates an opinion or a preference. So, and it's a real art reporting the news so that it gave us the feeling that we were intelligent enough to figure out what we felt about the news. That's all been taken away from us in this country, here in the United States. It's all opinions. And we're being shouted at and we're being accused of things. And it's just horrendous. So what I've decided, like this morning, is I'm going to make it an adventure to find some news, find out somewhere what's going on. And remember, we've always talked about that wonderful saying, and I can't pull it out right away.
Okay.
But yeah, but the one that says it's a really educated person who can listen to something without taking this on as a fact or as a accepting it or rejecting it.
But we've not been trained to do that.
No,
we've been
no.
told in school, you accept what I say. I mean, that's the thing also about, for example, Native American and any kind of other than white history has been very, white history is very slanted, all history is slanted, but the fact that they left out the Native Americans virtually completely, and even the history of the black African Americans. So it's like we have to, this is the time for questioning everything again.
Yes, exactly.
And especially television, and especially if your children are watching it, ask yourself, let me question it, let me research it so that I know if that it's true and it's good for us.
That's the best point, because this is how we then educate ourselves. We need to educate ourselves. We need to become educated people, because if we just sit and accept what's being fed to us, we are not being educated.
Well, that's what happened with Hitler, really, wasn't it? That he was not able to He was able to take over Germany virtually and the people because they were followers as opposed to questioning things. I want to just change the direction as far as television goes here again and just remind ourselves, and this is something we're going to keep talking about, is that the neurons in our brain that fire together wire together. Means they add to a groove or they create a new groove. So the more you watch television and watch the same things, mm-hmm. you're going to create more grooves in your brain or add to the grooves. Neurons that fire together wire together. Mm-hmm. And that means that it's neuroplasty, which means the brain will change according to what you see on television. So it's important if you know that you change it or that you don't always watch violence. If you watch violence, what's going to happen is that it will make you more nervous. It will make you more fearful. It will make you more antsy. Yeah.
And depressed, actually.
Yes. And so you want to ask yourself, if I'm watching a lot of TV, just can I switch it and watch a bit of a nature program for mm-hmm. a bit? Not the ones where animals are killing each other, but, something lovely or a travel show.
Antique Roadshow.
Or Rick and Steve's travel show.
Yeah.
That's a very gentle, there's mm-hmm. 10 seasons there. Or even some of the history programs. Yep. Some of those are a little violent, but, it just something that...
What's his name who does the Civil War and Ken Burns, his documentaries. The documentaries sometimes are wonderful because they are educating.
Yes, and they don't... When you're watching something, because we go into... When we drop and we're watching television, we drop back usually from beta brainwave to alpha brainwave to theta brainwave. Now, theta has almost direct access into the brain, and it has almost direct access into the neural pathways. Mm-hmm. So when we're watching something, the brain actually doesn't distinguish so much as to whether it's happening. When you're in the theta mode, you're there. Mm-hmm. So if you're constantly watching murder and violence, mm-hmm. it's there. So it's going to change the neuroplasty. Your brain is going to change because of what you're watching. So you want to say, let me ask myself, you and I are not judging this, but ask myself, what do I want in my life? Do I want that feeling of fight and flight all the time? Because it happens to us a lot in the day anyway. And then if we go home and we watch violence and we watch murder and, mm-hmm. Walking Dead. I mean, all of that occasionally is fine. But if we're watching it all the time, it's going to make us antsy and fearful and angry.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask ourselves, what do I want for my life?
Exactly. I'm just, as an indication, my lovely brother-in-law, who I absolutely adore, got hooked on for a year watching CNN and was in such a rage. He went into this rage that his family couldn't understand. It was all the time he was in a rage. So they came out here for a visit and there was no television, and he's back to his normal self. But that's exactly what happens. We can be totally programmed somehow.
Well, neurons that fire together, wire together. Mm-hmm. So when he goes back and watches, it's a pretty hopeless thing watching a lot of news. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be informed. But if you spend all day on CNN, almost all of it's negative.
Yes.
So then, again, your brain is going to access those pathways that you built before.
And it's going to entrench. The pathways will get deeper and deeper. And then there's a depression.
And it's hard to get out of it because it's stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck there. And the other thing that I was reading the other day as far as research on television is that because, and this is something I've watched for a long time, try today and go and watch an old movie and notice how long the scenes are.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes they would shoot a whole scene, Bob said, my husband said, that they would shoot a whole scene in one take. They didn't but then come back and watch the programs now. So in the old days, somebody would walk in, leave it to Beaver, the mother would walk in and she would go to the kitchen and she'd start preparing and it would be like a long scene. Mm-hmm. And your brain was just following along. Now, she'll walk in the door, you'll see her feet, you'll see somebody over there, you'll see
cut,
a shot
cut,
of the
cut,
feet.
Cut.
And what will happen, what they're finding now is, and the ads are twice as bad or 10 times as bad, it's like bang, 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 bang to get it into your brain. So I suggest that people mute and don't watch the ads.
Yes.
And then
I second that 100%.
And then also be aware that that's one of the reasons we have road rage, that we haven't got any time for anything, we're so rushed, we're so desperate for things to be fast, we're so annoyed when things are slow, is because we're used to having snippets of information fired at us. And so our brain, again, what wires together is it's going to happen. It's got used to fast things.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to slow down.
So in the end, what it's doing to us is we're being programmed.
Yes. I mean, and
so the question is, for all of us, do we accept that? And some people say, yeah, because it's easier. I don't have to do anything. I'll just accept it. Well, okay. It's a very surface life.
And it's scary life.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Surface and scary. With not much joy or happiness.
Or peace.
Or peace. And if we want to take charge of our lives, have a control of our own individual lives, we've got to make the choice of audible, reading a book, an evening without television, an evening just with music.
Choosing.
Choosing. Don't just get fed stuff. Choose what you want.
You know, when I went, I used to go to New York 4 or 5 times a year to see clients, and used to stay with a lovely friend of mine, and she was a teacher, so she was gone. I would get up in the morning and take my breakfast and watch the weather. It's a big thing in New York because there's always weather. My brain, because we haven't had regular television for a long time, and the ads, I would actually have to turn them off and look away, mm-hmm. because the speed with which they were shooting information and frames mm-hmm. and into your brain, just I couldn't keep a balance to then work with clients. So I just always turn away. We haven't had commercial television because of that. We have Netflix and Amazon and PBS and Acorn. You know, we have a lot of things that we can choose. So you might want to say, rather than just keeping the TV running, and I understand some people do that for company, keep mm-hmm. the radio going,
yes.
as opposed to the TV,
yes.
because it's quite different. Once it goes into your brain with the fast speed, it makes your brain just want speed.
Absolutely.
And it makes you impatient.
And I want to tell us a little incident, and this was probably in the early, maybe in the early 80s, I guess. I was living in England, and a friend and I were flown to New York for my friend to do Saturday Night Live. So it was just there for 2 nights and fly back to London. And first night there, turned on the television in the hotel room, and it was awful. I got on the plane and went home because it was such an affront. It was so scary to me. The speed of which everything is given to you, that, you know, there was no letting me hear what's going on and make up my own mind. It was being, and this was back in the 80s. This was back in the 80s.
Yeah, if you watch the progression, it's kind of a fun thing to do, is you watch a movie from the 40s, then watch from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and so forth, and watch the progression of the speed of the takes,
okay.
and of the cuts, so that you'll notice that, and that's the way our brains have been. Remember, everything wires together, fires together, wires together. So if you look there, you'll notice that the speed that we're on right now is hyperspeed. And again, nothing's wrong, nothing's bad. It's just, how do I want to live my life? And that's why it's so hard for people to meditate or to do mindfulness, because we have to, and when we do it, it's best to start off with something speedy and slowly slow down.
But that's why meditation is so important.
And just even simplify it. Keep it, again, you know,
absolutely.
Keep it really simple so that you're going to do it. So again, every time you take a drink, stop for a second. Mm-hmm. Remember, when you want something to imprint in your brain, take 10, 20, or 30 seconds, and it really goes, your brain will catch it, otherwise it won't. So when you're having a drink of tea, coffee, water, seltzer, whatever you're drinking, stop for 10 or 20 seconds and enjoy it. And that's a mini meditation that will slow you down. We need different things. A walk in nature will slow you down.
Yep.
A bath, a shower where you're really conscious mm-hmm. will slow you down.
Mindfulness.
Mindfulness is so important in our culture. Yeah. And
even if you can do a meditation, and I use that as in the broadest sense of the word, just whether you're outdoors or indoors, just take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Relax your belly. Drop your shoulders. Put the tip of your tongue behind your front teeth, roof of your mouth, and breathe. And just pay attention to your breathing. And maybe you can then hear your heartbeat or feel your heartbeat, feel your pulse. That's all you need to do. Maybe a minute.
Yeah, or less. 30 seconds.
So when I say meditation, I don't mean, okay, we've got 3 hours, we're going to sit in silence. Just start somewhere, because
take
you've
breaks.
Got to come back to who you are and get out of this conditioning that we're all being conditioned.
If you think when we're speeded up, like what you just said, when we're speeded up, it's very difficult. It's almost like the brainwaves are going so fast. People really have a hard time getting through to who they are and to the comfort of the vastness that they are. So you're taking those breaks that you're talking about. It just gives the brain a chance to slow down for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that slowly gives the brain a chance to just have a choice rather than be pushed in a sense to just going faster and faster, which is miserable.
And it's overwhelm. It's total overwhelm. It's not the natural state for us.
No, it makes us angry. It makes us scared. Mm-hmm. It makes us judgmental and, you know, wanting to go faster and faster. I watch the people on the road, especially in the city, going like I watch them and I think, I know you're probably late for work or you want to get in early. And at the same time, you can feel their energies. They're going, weaving through and going 60, 80 miles an hour. And it's like, they just can't slow. I mean, again, we all have a need to go fast sometimes, but.
Oh my gosh, I was listening to opera on my car coming back from physical therapy yesterday. The aria Vici d'Arte, Leontine Price. It's just a short little piece, but I realized I was going almost 100 miles an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
No, opera makes me soar, you know.
Yes, so you're soaring in
your
car.
And I have to really be mindful of this. When I realized what I was doing, I was just soaring with her voice, and I thought, what? And luckily, there was, you know, it was a day where there was no traffic.
And no police.
And no police. Oh, my God. I did get pulled over once by a cop when I was listening to an aria. And he pulled me, a motorcycle cop, and he pulled me over to the side of the road, tapped on the window. And his head barely came up to the window, so he was a little guy. And I rolled down the window, and he said, "Do you know how fast you were going?" I said, "Take off your helmet. You got to listen to this. Listen to this." And I turned on the aria, and he said, "Oh, what a sound system." I said, "How can you not fly?" Anyway.
He didn't give you a ticket?
Yes, he did. Oh, but he said, go to traffic school and it'll be... Yeah, no, I have to be very careful with that.
We were in one of the national parks. I think it was Death Valley National Park. And it has a lot of these things, little hills where you go up and down. And we were listening to something, Bob and I, and I started... We were only going like 60, but I think it was only 50s on. And I said, "We're flying!" as we went down. And the police came behind. And he looked at us and he said, "You guys have got to go slow." You know, he was just a nice young man, and he saw we were older, and it was...
And Death Valley, there's not going to be a lot of traffic.
No, there wasn't a lot of traffic. So when we're talking about television, and not to judge yourself if you watch a lot of TV, and give yourself time to change it.
Yeah.
Because it is...
Give yourself the opportunity to change it.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And don't expect yourself to change it quickly, because it takes us to the theta where we relax and feel more easy, where we can relax our body, because sometimes it's so hard to relax the body otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But know that you can find other ways that are going to make you feel better and more peaceful and more joyous.
Yes, I agree.
This is Earth Tribe Radio talking about TV.
And this is your home on planet Earth, www.earthtriberadio.com. Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks, Jill.